Big color, bigger savings. It's Sherwin-Williams' biggest super sale. Get 40% off paints and stains October 17th through the 27th with prices starting at $29.39. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Hello and welcome to English Snacks, a delicious little podcast where we delve into the fascinating world of English vocabulary. I'm your host, Amber. I'm here to help you develop your fluency, one bite-sized lesson at a time. Please feel free to enjoy this snack at a slower speed if you need, or pause between example sentences if you'd like to repeat them. I serve you the English snack, but how you enjoy it is your choice. Last episode, we discovered many ways to use the word shoulder. Remember, I stand shoulder to shoulder with you. Today, we're going just a little lower in the body. In today's episode, we're going to look at the term arm. There are many ways to use this body part, so let's go. Here are five idioms using arm in modern English. When I get to the example sentence, feel free to pause so you can repeat it. 1. To cost an arm and a leg, meaning very expensive. Example: that designer bag costs an arm and a leg. 2. To twist someone's arm, meaning to pressure or persuade someone to do something. Example: I didn't want to go out, but she twisted my arm. 3. To welcome with open arms, meaning to greet someone warmly and with enthusiasm. Example: they welcomed the new team member with open arms. 4. To keep someone at arm's length, meaning to avoid becoming too friendly or involved with someone. Example: she keeps her co-workers at arm's length. 5. A shot in the arm, meaning something that boosts or reinvigorates. Example: the new funding was a real shot in the arm for the project. One of my favorite compound words involves the word arm. It's armchair. In my work as a teacher, I often tell my students that I love to armchair travel. Since I work online, I get to visit students all around the world while staying at home. You can also armchair travel by watching travel documentaries, reading books about foreign countries, listening to foreign music and podcasts. So, are you armchair traveling right now? I know I am. Thank you for allowing me to spend some time with you. Please share with me your favorite way to armchair travel in the comments. I'd love to read your thoughts. Well done. You showed up today and finished this episode. I'm proud of you for listening and practicing. I hope this was a shot in the arm for you, meaning that you feel nourished and energized after this English snack. It's almost time to wrap up, but first, could you do me one small favor, please? If you know someone who is learning English, could you please pebble them the link to this episode? It would really mean a lot to me. Also, if you haven't already, don't forget to subscribe. I'll be here for you, dishing out bite-sized lessons to fuel your growth. So, come hungry for knowledge!